This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Pleasant good morning. Oh my goodness, it is Teletestania time. I am really out of the loop because I didn't even know we started. Okay, so this is Teletestania, and this is of course my first show back here on Guardian Radio, and it feels like home. So today we're going to go on a journey, and as you know, I'm always on a journey. So I was trying to figure out, what should I do for the first show? What should I do? What should I talk about? Should I have a guest? Should I talk about something that's trending? What should I really do? And so after thinking about it, and talking with friends, of course, I came up with maybe a good place to start is explaining, where the heck have you been? Yeah. So I want to tell you a little bit about where I've been and what led me here, back here today. So where have I been? I have been doing the things that you probably have been doing and experiencing as well. Lifing. I've been loving. I've been winning. I've been losing. I've been losing friends, losing relationships, losing myself, losing clients. And the biggest thing that happened to me while away was that I lost my mother. And I have to tell you, that literally took my breath away. So, you know, sometimes when persons would have heard my name in everyday living, or call this place where I'm working as another change, they would say, hey, hold on now, aren't you Teletestania? What happened to you? It's almost like you disappeared. You don't do this anymore. You don't do that. And I didn't do it because it took my breath away. So how do you get back up? How do you recover from loss? Today, this show is for me. It is the show that I think I would have needed to hear when I was going through my time. So this is the show for you if you're going through a divorce, a breakup, if you've lost a loved one, lost a job, if you've experienced any kind of loss. Today is for you. Because today we're going to talk about how to recover from loss. And I'll tell you this, one of the things that I also know is that everything that is lost is not always a loss. But how do you recover from it? How do you pick up the pieces? And the pieces are you. How do you do that? That's where we're going to go today. So I just want to touch on this just quickly before we go to the commercial break and before I introduce my guest. And yes, I have a guest. And I couldn't think of anyone else who I would rather have with me today. I don't know. You know, my mind just kept going to her. But I just want to go over a few things because I want to share with you what happens when life is lifing. What happens when, you know, you're totally knocked on your feet. I want to share five things with you. The first thing is that you find out who really loves you. when things happen, you know, you'll hear friends say, you know, family, I'll be with you in the end. I'll be with you until the end. But that's not who show up. Who shows up when there's a loss or when there's this big catastrophe or when life is lifing? It's not who you love, but rather who loves you. That's who shows up. The second thing, when you are going through it, you may experience, now we're talking about loss. Now, this is a big one, and my guest and I, we started to talk a little bit about this, and I said, save it for the show. You could experience financial loss in the midst of the drama and the trauma that you're going through. And if you're like me, who, you know, you were a caregiver, and you want to give this person, you know, the biggest, you know, all the love. And if you're like me and you work for yourself, but if you're not working, you ain't got no money. So during that time, it was big financial loss. During that time, what was Danny doing? Y'all ready for this? Hi! Whee! I was doing Uber services. I was selling soup on Thursdays. Sold all the furniture in the house. Listen, my daughter said, Mommy, but when my friends come over, what I supposed to say? I said, listen, tell them we remodeling. We do it. When there's a loss, you could have a financial loss. It could trickle into other areas of your life. When this big thing happens to you, there's sometimes even physical pain. You actually get sick. There I was, I guess, saying, you know what I'm talking about, right? You get physically sick. Mm-hmm. You thinking you taking care of the person, and all of a sudden, you start to feel bad. You start to feel bad emotionally, of course, and mentally, but physically. Because the body is connected to you. We are connected. All of who we are is connected. So I got sick. I got really sick. During a loss, what you will also know, or what will also be highlighted, is the fact that sometimes you all alone. Ain't nobody to hold you. Nobody to comfort you. You realize that in this world, it is incumbent upon everyone to take care of themselves. And even in that aloneness, you have to understand that everybody got things going on too. So you can't even have no feelings about it too. You don't even have time to have feelings about it sometimes. If you got time to worry about who here and who ain't there and who didn't call, buddy, you could be lost. Lost. And the last thing that I want to share with you, that when you're going through it, and remember now, we're not only talking now, my loss, my recent loss was losing my mother. And if you know me, and if you remember the show, I sure I used to talk with my mom. I could hear her saying right now, I ain't telling you nothing, because the only thing you could do is go on the radio and talk my business. But if you are experiencing a loss, or a loss, this is the big one. You start to abuse yourself. Self-abuse. And this self-abuse could look like several things. It could look like you spending the little money you might have unnecessarily. The abuse may look like food, comfort food. The abuse may even look like sex. It'll look different, but what it is that you're actually now not taking care of yourself. So this is where we're going to go today. We're going to talk about, how do you pick up the pieces? How do you get back to you, and I have to tell you this before my guest comes on. You never really get back to you. But the beautiful thing is, you become a different version of you. With that said, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I want to hear what you're going through. Just tell it to Stani, and like I said yesterday, now I'm a life coach because I like helping, but I'm a life coach because I'm nosy. So give us a call or welcome me back. 323-6232. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
And friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Y'all ready? The biggest and best festival is back. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival. October 19th and 20th, right at the historic Port Charlotte. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we're bringing you food, drinks, and culture from all over the world. That's right. 20 countries, no passport needed. You hungry yet? And guess what? You can use your sand dollar digital currency or pay cash at the gate. We more than like that. And for just $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, you can eat, drink, and party with the world. And if you're bringing the kids, they get it for just $3 in advance. And Saturday night, don't miss the vibes, because from 7 to 10 p.m., the one and only Visage Barn is hitting the stage to keep the energy high. Plus, we get plenty parking, so no need to worry about that. Get your advance tickets today. Check out our website and Facebook for pre-sale info. Fort Charlotte, October 19th and 20th. Be there or miss out on the best time of the year. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival.
Don't forget about the spooky haunted house.
Hey, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy a big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. And he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know he's a real man, but I never blow no whistle like he drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Wait, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Let's face it, life is hard. But your healthcare doesn't have to be. Give yourself peace of mind with LAMP plans at Doctors Hospital. Sign up today and enjoy the low-cost advantage. Get up to $5,000 in credit limit for non-covered services and 2 free nutritional consultations. Choose your plan today by visiting doctorshosp.com/LAMP. We make healthcare easy.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. And of course, this is Stanya Davis. I'm telling to Stanya, I am she and she is me. All right. So today, Talita Stanya is sponsored by The Getaway, and they are having a bougie brunch starting this Sunday and every other Sunday with Bottomless Mimosas, also sponsored by Elite Safety and Fire Protection Company. They are offering a package, a home package, one fire extinguisher, two smoke detectors, and a first aid kit. Hello, somebody. Give them a call at 698-1160 or 827-6457. That's Elite Safety and Fire. And The Getaway, of course, is located in the Golden Gates Shopping Plaza on the side where Domino's and Kentucky is. All right. So today we're talking about how to recover from loss, how to pick up the pieces called you. What do you do when this stuff happens? So as I shared earlier, I thought about one person, because I was like, now, hold on now. Who coming on with me? Who's the first person? Should I come with the drama and trauma? And trust me, the drama coming now. Oh, tell it to Stanley, drama is coming. However, today I said no. No, let's start. Let's start here. And so the only person who came to mind was Alexis. Alexis Jade Finlayson Hannah. So I want to welcome her, and she is the daughter of Dawn and Alpheus Hawk or Hawkman Finlayson. I want to welcome you to Tell It Stanya, you're my first guest.
Yay! Thank you so much, Tanya, for having me.
Okay, and before we get into it, I want to say you can send me a text message, 422-4796. You know, y'all know I like to communicate with people. 422-4796. That's the text line. And the telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. All right. So, Alexis, now, I was doing research for the show. When you and I would have met, that means you were already going through it.
I've been going through it, Stanya. Yeah. We would have met, I want to say, 2020
right.
or so.
A little before the pandemic.
Yeah, most definitely.
Right.
We were already in the trenches.
Wow. Okay, so, of course, you are, I already said who your parents are. What was that like, for starters, to be their daughter? That's a big shoe to fill.
You know what? It was and still is, and I think that's another part that people don't realize.
Right.
And when we talk about the aftermath as well, right? They were big shoes to fill, and they still are in terms of their legacy and in terms of the way that I must support myself because of who I come from.
Right.
So my it was a joy to be their daughter.
Okay.
They were fun loving. They, you know, anyone who knows them, they social butterflies. They're going to be the first people on the dance floor.
Right.
At any party. That was them. That was their life. They loved to travel. They
right.
loved to do different things. And they brought me along for the ride because I was, for all intents and purposes, the only child. They had two children who passed, and it was me. I was the baby.
So there were two children before you?
There were two children before me. My oldest brother, he has two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They're my nieces. They're more like my sisters because we're only like 5 years apart.
Okay.
But realistically, now I am the only child. So,
right.
yeah, it was just me most of the time along for the ride with them.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So now, unlike me, well, I still have a living parent. Hi, Daddy. Okay. Hi there. We have an extra guest. Hi, Dwight. All right. So, you know, unlike me, I still have my dad with me.
Mm-hmm.
What for you? You not only lost one parent, but you lost two parents.
Right.
And within a space of 2 weeks, was it?
2 weeks.
Okay. Let me ask the dumb question of what was that like?
You know what? During that 2-week period, I think there was so much already happening, already so many moving parts. You don't really start to feel the impact of it or the gravity of it until now.
Okay.
A full year later. But during that time, I remember distinctly, Daddy died the night before Mommy's funeral.
Was he aware, because I know you shared that he had Alzheimer's, was he aware that she had passed?
So we had battled with the decision as to whether to tell him, whether it would have made a difference at all. And we decided, my husband took the lead on that, and he said, you know what, no matter what capacity he has to know that this has transpired. So okay. We did make him aware of it, and we could tell that, you know, he understood. He understood exactly what we were saying to him. Okay. He may not have had the words. He was not able to express exactly how he felt about it, but he understood.
Right.
We saw that, and that had a great impact, I believe, in the way that he decided to move forward.
Okay.
The way he decided to move forward after that.
Did you have any regret after, you tell Dad that this is what happened, and then he passed afterwards? Did you have any... because, sometimes we feel like everything is our fault.
No, what I mean, not from the get-go, everything is my fault, right?
Of
course, we feel that there's immense guilt, there's immense regret, all of these different things that happen at different stages throughout. So, of course, this was just, added on top of the guilt pile at this point, yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this morning I was clearing away some of my mommy's stuff, and I was having a meltdown, and I was saying... Oh, Mommy, sorry for all the things.
And meanwhile, she would tell your child, throw it out.
yes. Okay, so it happened, and now there's the grief process.
Mm-hmm.
What came forward for you? What were the things? Like I said, there were so many lessons that came forward, and in a really macabre, crazy way, mm-hmm. I needed to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, what were some of the lessons that you would have experienced, or what happened for you?
So initially, like I said, after Mommy passed, there were a few things, people don't necessarily want to admit, but depending on the way that things transpired, she had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's almost 10 years prior to, so she had been in that struggle for that length of time.
Okay.
It's difficult to see a parent go through that.
Yes.
Go through each one of those stages, lose themselves a little bit, through each stage of Alzheimer's. So by the time as we got to the end, we had already begun the grieving process much longer before that. It is said of Alzheimer's that, you die two deaths. There's the anticipatory grief that we would have had during that 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grief that was still like none other when she eventually physically expired. And but what I meant to say was that she was there physically, but at that point, that was really it.
Yeah, because I saw a post where you said that you haven't had your mom for 10 years.
Right. So, she was there in body and not so much in spirit. Although there were, glimmers here and there where you could see, this mommy in here. But really and truly, at that point, you feel relief.
Right.
And some people don't want to admit that, but you definitely feel relief because, her battle is finished.
Right.
She doesn't have to be laying down, bedridden in this bed. She never would have wanted any of this.
No.
Never.
Yeah.
So, there's relief.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you are still extremely sad. You, have to...
Let's talk a little bit about that relief, because, as you said, that is something that I don't think people want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my students telling me that when their mother passed, that it freed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand. Actually, I heard that maybe about two or three times. And I did not understand what they meant by that. And I thought it was cruel at first.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cruel. Until, losing a parent, that's something that you have to experience, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Most definitely.
But when it happened for me, too, it was it's now a freedom to totally be you.
Yep. There's relief and release.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about that.
You know, in that release, you know, one of one of my mantras that was, you know, a daily thing for me was always, okay, two of them, don't get weary in well-doing, and this too shall pass. You know, they're on a daily basis as a caregiver, you experience so many different emotions. You run the full gamut on a daily basis. But the consistent theme is that you could be tired, whether that is physically, whether that is mentally, whatever the case may be, just completely depleted.
Listen, I had panic attacks. Mm-hmm. I never had a panic attack. People would come to me because of panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I had panic attacks, and there were days when I literally ran away.
Yep.
I literally ran away because I couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled. I went away. And, boy, listen.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tanya, it's real.
Yes.
So when you talk about, you know, some of those things, and that's like a kind of like an escapism, right? Just trying to get out. But, yes, you are so much in the thick of it all the time as a caregiver. Even if you're not with them physically, they're still on your mind.
Yes.
They still have a hold over you because that is what your role is in life right now.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a sense of relief. There is.
Mm-hmm.
And the sense of release in that, okay, you know, maybe mommy would not have wanted certain things to go this way or that way, and you're doing things out in their best interest, basically. So when we talk about release,
right,
you are, you know, sort of released from that.
Yeah.
Having to do things in the way that someone would deem to be how you should do it.
Yes.
So that's where that release comes in, I think.
I think the relief is also for them, and I know you touched this a bit, because my mom was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people say, oh, Stanley, you have a lot of personality. Well, mm-hmm. My mommy was at times 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a relief and a release for her.
Right.
Because they're in pain.
Yep. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
They're in pain. And so, and I had to always remember that mommy had a good life.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good life. And so I think for me that was the release for her and the relief as well.
Right. Now, with Daddy it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was sick. He had Alzheimer's as well as cancer, which a lot of people did not know about any of the two things.
Because didn't he still have a talk show?
Right here. I told you, Stan, that this brought back so many memories. Sitting in this very chair right here, I have done his show with him on a few occasions. I looked back in my notes. I made a note of it. September 27, 2022 was his last show. So when we were out there taking the picture in front of the Guardian sign, I remember sitting out there, watching him in here on the last show with his last set of guests, and I said, "Wow, this is it."
So how did you know that? Okay, he can't go any further.
In terms of the show,
yeah.
So initially, you know, we had already been talking about his diminished capacity for a while. He was still at work.
So was he aware?
So he initially he was aware, and I say that because in 2020 we had actually been working together at that point for about 2 years, and I remember distinctly on the way back to the office from seeing a client, he said to me, "You know, Alexis, sometimes boy, I don't be feeling as sharp as I used to." And he said, "You know, I don't be remembering things that I know I should remember. And that ain't me. So you think that's just old age or something else?"
No, that's a little more, because, listen, I... yes, well, listen, I be walking in the room trying to figure out how I get in here.
Right, right. But, you know, this was at what age? He would have been 72, something like that.
Okay.
So, you know, I said to him at the time, I said, "I mean, I honestly don't know at the age you're at. It could very well just be natural memory loss. However... you know, for peace of mind, let's get it all checked out."
So at what point did you realize that, okay, this is...
I didn't really realize it at that time, and I was surprised that he had not only the presence of mind to go ahead and say something, because a lot of people, when they have Alzheimer's, they in denial straight through. They wouldn't even if they thought that, they keeping that to themselves.
Okay.
I was surprised that he did that. But by the time as we actually went ahead and started to move forward with diagnosis, he was already in that phase where, you know what, I'm fine, ain't nothing wrong with me, all that sort of stuff. I started to notice a few months after he alerted me to it.
Okay.
And it wasn't necessarily the memory loss. It was the changes in his characteristics, those things that people don't necessarily see as symptoms of dementia, but personality changes and being easily flustered in conversation and whatnot. So I would see that then with him on the show. He's speaking to guests and kind of rambling and doing those sorts of things.
Okay.
I noticed it. Some of his friends noticed it. And this is when I asked, I said, hey, you think maybe, you know, we don't want to take him off completely. Maybe we should get him a co-host.
Right.
We tried that. We went that route for a while. And it seemed to help. And then I did we did a series. And I was on the show with him. And as we were going back and forth with the guests on the show, I said, no, this cannot be. He can't, you know, continue with this. So, and that still went on for a very long time, like I said, up until September of 2022.
So what was that like for you to, mom has already been diagnosed now. Dad is now being, like how do you now cope with that? Because like I said, I think the first time that you and I would have had a conversation would have been you were talking about a group
mm-hmm.
that you had started.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are you there for mom, dad, and doing this group? How are you doing this?
Right. So like I said, I think, you know, most times people create what they want to see in the world out of their own necessity. I needed a support group. I needed, you know, these things for myself. The W3 Collective became a source of support for me.
Right.
And I tried to create that for other people, because I said, if I go and I can't be the only, but you're trying to tell me I'm the only person in the Bahamas going through this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be. So if I feel like this, other people feel like this, other moms feel like this,
right?
Whether it be loss, whether it be whatever, we need to figure out a way to come
together.
It shows
up in different ways.
Right, it shows up in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what that was born out of.
But I said nothing.
I said nothing because for me, and that was how I moved through the world, that ain't nobody business. Unless you are someone, I mean, you can't help me, so
right.
How? What I need to tell you for?
This is true.
So that's basically what it was for me. And, you know, I'm always the person who is the counselor, the sounding board, the advisor for everyone else
mm-hmm.
in every aspect. So for me now to even admit that I have a need for
right.
something, that was very hard for me at that time.
Okay. So how did you, because you had to learn how to do that. And I totally... That was something else that I stopped doing. Like, I could not coach and counsel anyone. I had nothing
mm-hmm.
to give.
But when you talk about, you know, giving advice and you're never taking your own advice, that's me. I was the
right.
picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, people will come to me and get all of these gems from me and things that I'm not actually implementing in my own life. Right?
Guilty.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the way we move, right?
Right.
But so that is, when you talk about the way that I coped, I pushed it into other things. People ask me, how do you do it? I have already moved on in my head to finding something else to occupy my time, busy work. That is the way that I cope.
Mm.
If I have downtime, that gives
right.
me time to think, and I don't want time to think.
But that's just it, because, I've realized that all of these things are a distraction, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a distraction from who are you?
Right.
And what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
It's all a big distraction, whether or not it is the ailing parent, whether or not it is a relationship,
mm-hmm.
whether or not it's your children. We get lost in these titles.
Right.
But then there's just these titles. Like, who are you underneath being Hawk's daughter.
Right. So you tend to start to wrap up your worth in those things, in the titles and all of that. And that was something that grief exposed for me, I should say. So now at this point a year later is when I'm starting at this point to kind of delve into that. Who am I? What is it that I want for myself? As opposed to who am I taking care of next?
Yes, yes. And of course, you know, the caretaker, the caregiver, that wasn't our only person that we no. take care of everyone
mm-hmm.
besides ourselves.
Yep.
So, okay, so what did you learn about, well, I know we touched that, but what did you learn about, let's say, other people?
Mm-hmm. So, well, first, let's start off on a positive note. I mm-hmm. learned that people generally mm-hmm. want to support you.
Mm-hmm.
They do. But what was unexpected for me was the sources that it came from. People who I expected to be the support were not necessarily. And people who I never even thought about, they came out of the woodwork. So that was the eye-opener for me.
Listen, didn't you hear me say a minute ago, mm-hmm. who shows up? It's not really, I mean, it may be who you love, yeah, uh-huh, but it's really who loves you and
right.
or who loves a person or whatever it is. And what I realized, too, is that it's an opportunity for the background people to have a front row seat in your life.
Right, right.
Because they've always been there, but I don't know, for whatever reason, they were not in the front.
Right, and it wasn't their time.
Right.
They came at the appointed time.
Yes.
And the thing is, another thing, I learned that about people, but I also learned about myself. Yeah, closed mouths don't get fed, eh?
Yeah.
So you have to be, the people are there, they want to step up, they want to support. You have to communicate exactly what you need that support to look like.
Yes.
And that was something that I had a hard time of doing, and I have to learn how to do.
Okay.
And I started to learn how to do it during the end stages for my parents and then now in the grieving process.
So I was just going to say, how did you manage as an only child mm-hmm. having to be there and, you know, and do these things?
Right. So let's start off with my mom when it was just her as a concern. You have to sort of figure out your village. My niece, one of them, she lives away. The other one actually lived in the home with my parents.
Okay.
So she lived in the home with my parents as well as there was a paid caretaker at the house. So, you know, you have to find ways. You may not have all of the people that you need around you just naturally, and you have right. to build it.
Yes.
So that was the support there. And when that became too much, because yes, they were there physically in the home, but still financially mm-hmm. at that point, it was basically me supporting two households.
Right.
So my little core family, my husband and I, supporting two separate homes.
Right.
So,
so you know what I was talking about with the financial?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then the repercussions after that are still there, you know. The bill's still there, all mm-hmm. of the different things still there. Yours that you didn't get to pay while you was paying your parents on, still there.
And theirs,
still there.
Yes.
Listen. If you talk about loss, there's a loss of work as well. So there's a loss of income.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, yes, indeed. Listen, child, I almost did name this show something different because I say these people hear me on the radio, they may call. yes, it's a whole lot of things. I think for us, what we had to do was we had a rotation. So myself and my sisters who were my dad's biological, but not my mom's biological, but her daughters in every way, they also took care of my mother as well. And mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for them.
That you had that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm with you. The people who, well, I always knew they would be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. There's always those people who you never saw them coming. You never thought that they would show up.
Right.
So for me, I think that's, I like to call it, I think like that's God, the universe, trying to tell you that, listen, you are not alone.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, we have a caller. Okay, Carla, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
To your guest, Danielle, and Lady Alexis, my condolences. I know that grief is real. And this is Keisha.
Hi.
Hi.
So, listening to the conversation, I think it's a real, it's a difficult conversation to have, but for those of you who have walked through grief, I mean, I can only sympathize. I have both of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive, but I've had enough friends that have walked through the period of grief and loss, and so I'm really enjoying the conversation, but really understanding that at some point, all of us are going to walk through that road, right?
Correct.
You know, that the journey of grief is real. I may have not had it with my parents, but I had loss through, like, love relationships, those mm-hmm. type of situations, loss of friendships. They were real, and that grief process is the same as well.
Right.
Yeah.
But hearing your conversation and the discussion on a number of levels, walking through grief after loss, but really your sincerity of being real with us as listeners to say that, you know, loss and just like you said, loss and everything, loss of income, loss. There's so much mm-hmm. loss surrounding loss.
Yes.
Know? And I think it's important that we be open to each, you know, to really tell our truth. One of the things that you said, I think Alexis was talking about I think she made reference to, I'm not paraphrasing, I'm just kind of like putting it all in mm-hmm. what she said, because she said a lot about being the strong one. I'm putting it all in one word.
Right.
Like, you're the one that people go to. You're the one that gives the advice. And then it's so hard for the one that is always there for others. How can you receive? Because you're the one that's always giving.
Right.
I think I can identify with that so much. But understanding that we have to let people in during that time, you know.
Correct.
That time when we really need community. I think this is a conversation with what helped us to understand the trusted community, like the real community.
Right.
Okay.
You know, so the ones that is going to come, like Sanya said, come to the forefront that you didn't know that was there. And mm-hmm. so Sanya's a very good friend of mine. So I was in the background.
Yes. I'm gonna talk your business right now, Keisha.
Yeah.
Yes.
A great show, ladies. Again, my sympathies and condolences on your loss.
Thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to say this, too, and, you know, as she said, yes, I know Keisha, and I remember a conversation with her, and she said, and I said, boy, listen, I don't know how much of this I could take. I don't know. And so she said, okay, I'll take it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be your strength. And in that moment, man, listen, I had to stop crying, man. I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I see what's going on here. All right. Okay, we have another caller. Caller, go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Hi, good day.
Hi.
Well, Sanya, it's indeed a pleasure to have you back on our airwaves.
Oh, well, hello, hi. Is this Miss Form?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I know this voice. Okay, all right. Hi, Candy Gibson.
Yes, Candy Gibson. Hi, Candy Gibson.
Hi, beautiful. Y'all all right?
We are awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, Sanya, it's indeed a pleasure being on your talk show more than just once. I want to tell you, may this be the best season of your life. Continue doing, telling the Sanya job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Enjoy your day, ladies.
Okay, you too.
You too. All righty. Man, listen, I getting on. Love up today. Mm-hmm. Hold on now.
As it should be.
Yes, yes. And I have to say, listen, Candy is working on her home
mm-hmm.
for women. So please donate to Candy Gibson. It ain't hard to find Candy. Oh, Candy's listen. Everywhere.
Yes, just I met Candy the other day.
You did?
Yes. We were both doing something on behalf of our organizations.
Wow.
I was there for the Alzheimer's Association. I met her for the first time. Of course, she was the life of the party.
Yes,
so
she's a delight.
It was great to meet Candy.
Yes, she's a delight. Trust me, she is. Okay, so we talked about like that background people coming to mm-hmm. the forefront, because a lot of times, you know, I talked about being alone, mm-hmm. but in reality, you
the are there.
Yes, the people are there. And I can remember my mom's friends wanting to come and help feed her and take care mm-hmm. of her. And I was like, nope. I shut the door. Because I didn't want anyone to see my mom like that.
Right. So that's another thing when you talk about release.
Yes.
They
probably still mad at me.
Yeah. And so I had a different experience uh-huh. in that regard that I just spoke about this morning.
Right.
You know, mommy was at the geriatric daycare. And, you know, after a while, she had, I guess, declined to a point where she could no longer be there.
Right.
She was at home, and, you know, that lessened her social interactions. And for some people, you know, your mother's friends rallied around and came around, and some of them did. They still called and whatnot. However, there wasn't anyone coming to feed her, still take her on drives or sit and visit with her and do all of those things.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's hard to be, you know, candid about that, but that's the way.
That's
the reality of it. Some people still call, they drop by to check here and there. But there was not.
No, I must say, I think we have a call on the line, but I must say my mom's friends, listen, the only thing they didn't do to me was throw a big rock at me.
Because you wouldn't let them come.
Listen, a couple of them still angry with me.
Right.
Because they were so determined to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, I had to allow them to let, you know, listen, let the love in.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, it didn't even matter. She needed that love too.
Right.
And I didn't want to rob her or them.
Exactly.
Yes, but no, she was definitely loved. Okay, we have another caller. Listen, we hear all kinds of calls today.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This is Sharon.
Hi,
I have
Sharon.
Missed you.
You have?
I have missed you.
Okay, Sharon. Well, thank you for missing me.
Yes, ma'am. I called just to say that, you know, I'm glad that you started this, your first talk show on this particular topic, because it has been a roller coaster this year for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, like, this topic is necessary and it's needed. So I just want to say I'm thankful for you on this one.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And I hear what y'all are singing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, I want to say thank you for all the love. And it is a difficult conversation, and it's something... Okay, something that we don't always get a chance to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what, because I see here we're at 151. Oh, my goodness. Okay, someone is asking me to say the numbers. The telephone line, 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Okay, so we just have a few minutes left, believe it or not, this hour. I need my hour
bad.
And a half show. Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm telling you. Okay, so Alexis, tell me a little bit about, you know, the recovery part of it. Like, mm-hmm. how do you stand back up? I know what I had to do, but what did you have to do?
So, for me, that is honestly still a process. You know, I realize, so they died in September. I think from that time to about Christmas, New Year's, I was just going through the motions, just trying to get through from one day to the other.
Right.
I was at home,
mm-hmm.
so I was no longer working, but working in the home still with a two-year-old. There were constant distractions from me even being able to grieve, to be
right.
honest with you. And I, for some reason, I thought, like, okay, it had to be this one time. Okay, you know what? Let me make this space to just sit down and get everything out and do this one big epic cry. And what I learned was that's definitely not how it works.
Right.
First and foremost, you don't tell grief when to come. It comes to you whenever it decides to.
Yes.
And you don't tell it in which ways to manifest.
Yes.
You don't tell it when or how. And that was something that I had to learn, and I'm still very much so learning. In fact, the other day I was on the way somewhere, just driving, playing music in the car, and there was like this visceral reaction to the song that was on, because this is something that me and my parents would listen to
mm-hmm.
all the time. And I just pushed out crying while I drive. And I was looking around. It was in the nighttime. I looking around like, anyone could see me doing this right now?
Yeah.
So it comes in waves. It comes, you know, when you least expect it.
Yes.
And maybe
yes.
The most inopportune times as well sometimes. But I think for me, it's more about accepting the fact that, hey, you have been through something. Mm-hmm. And you have to allow those emotions to just come out.
You do, you do. And, you know, what was it? I think I went to one funeral since then, and it was mm-hmm. a close family relative. And let me tell you, they started playing this, you know, I remember Mama, this been, no, mm-hmm. that's it for me, I out of here.
Yeah, I get it.
No, sir. Okay, we have a call on the line. Okay, I'm going to take this last call and take a quick commercial break. Hi, caller.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Young ladies, I don't know any of you, and I'm definitely much older than you are. And your name is Tanya?
Stanya.
Stanya, okay.
Yes.
What you're doing takes a whole lot of courage. And guess what? The more you, both of you, can talk about it, the better off you will be feeling, because you're having a chance to release all your griefs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when your parents are gone, there's no replacing them.
No.
But I'm going to say to you ladies, in all things, give thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
And,
yes.
You know, God knows best. And he ain't there. They ain't gone nowhere. He's right there. So whatever it is you're feeling, you tell him. And hey,
yes.
don't be shy when it comes to crying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good way of taking care of your pains, those griefs, and the rest of it. It's good, good therapy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Trust you grow stronger day by day. And you can through God's mercies.
Thank you,
ma'am. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, we just have a few minutes. I want to thank... Oh, my goodness, this hour went by so quickly. We have another call online, Brittany. Oh, my God. Okay. Hi, caller.
Hi. Hi, Stanya.
Hey.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
This is Renee Davies.
This is Renee Davies.
Hello, Renee.
Hi.
Yes. I just wanted to call in say two things. I think I've said this to Alexis because her parents were members of our church.
Mm-hmm.
So I know of what she talks about, lively and excited.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were a loving, beautiful couple. Loved them. And so I've just been in awe of Alexis because she's done a yeoman's job in this entire time. And I think I could speak for St. George's when I say that, Alexis, we love you. God bless you. And what God has for you and for what you have done for your parents, because as I put on one of your posts,
mm-hmm.
my dear, he will always lead you down that right path.
Thank you so much,
Renee. I'm so very proud of the young lady that she is. Her parents definitely poured into her so
wow.
that she could be ready to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Renee.
Tanya, I know the relationship you had with your mom. I know what she meant
mm-hmm.
to you. And I said, you know, when I saw the notice that you were coming back online, I was like, you know, God, all in your time. And again, it is time. So Stanya is doing the work that Stanya loves to do,
mm-hmm.
feeding and helping into people's lives. So, ladies.
Thank you.
And this very important topic, God
yeah.
bless you both. And may you continue to stand strong and do the work that he has called for you all to do.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
Okay, love you both.
Love you too.
Bye.
Oh my goodness, this plenty of love.
This is certainly a good first show back, Stanya.
Yes, I really feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Brittany said, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, listen.
I have 10 points. So I know I can't get all these points in before the end of the hour because I got like mostly 30 seconds here. But y'all could catch me on Facebook. I'm going to go through how do you actually go through this stuff? How do you get past these things? How do you recover from the loss? Because there's a whole heap of things. Because I'll tell you this now. When these things happen, life is now calling you to be a different person, to be a better version of mm-hmm. yourself. It is calling you towards purpose. It's calling you towards getting your peep together. Yes, right, Dwight Brown here yawning again. Me go off the first show. Mm-mm. It is calling you to forgive and let go. It is calling you to be intentional in life, to seek out purpose and to live according to your purpose. It is calling you to set boundaries. It is calling you to take care of yourself and to look around at the cancerous spots within your life. What do you need to cut out? Sickness always brings a lesson. It shows us that there's something not right. It shows us that there's some work that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Guardian Radio. Thank you, Dwight. Thank you, Brittany, the producer. Thank you, Alexis, my first guest. Thank you, my friends and family, and thank you. What does this send me on text message? Good day and welcome back, Stan. You'll be listening from Coconut Grove Avenue for real. That's right. And thank you to Coconut Grove Avenue for real. Mm-hmm. You can find me, guys. You know, I love to talk with the audience. I just, mm-hmm. I love to. So I want you to reach out to me on Facebook. I am there under Stania D, and that's Stania D-E-E. And also, there's a Tell It to Stanya page. Listen, that Tell It to Stanya page is struggling. Y'all try to go like that, man. I need a couple of people to like Tell It to Stanya page because it's a little struggling right now. So I'm gonna sign out. Next, after Tell It to Stanya, we have a new show, our Blue Bahamas from Brief at 2 p.m. So with that said, adios. This is my first show. Get ready for the drama, trauma. Child, we ain't always going to be a little sappy because we need a little bit of drama and trauma too. And finding out how we're going to get ourselves together. But thank you so much, Alexis.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you're here with me. I didn't want anyone else but you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here with you. And good luck on your show, my love.
See you guys soon. Next week, Saturday, 1 p.m.